Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome you to the Main Street Church of Christ morning worship. Would you please mark number 12? That will be our invitation song, number 12, Amazing Grace. And now if you'll turn to number 545, this will be our opening song. We'll sing verses 3, verses 4. And after that, we'll be led in our opening prayer by Brother Fred Vaughn. Remembered his name. This world is not my own. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a lovely Savior up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I reach the sand. He's waiting there for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Good morning, church. Let us bow this morning. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come at the beginning of another service. We come this Lord's day with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us and continue to love and care for us. Quite often, we, your children, might lose our way and stumble. But thank God you're there to prop us up. We're asking you, dear Father, as we, your children, go. Help us to teach the world what love is all about. Help us to stand firm on the word of God. Help us to be willing to stand when the world has turned its back on all that we know and believe. Help us to continue to preach and carry your word throughout this world. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we preach and teach your word, give us the power to be steadfast. Give us the love that we need so we can teach the world how it should and ought to go. But above all, help us to let our light so shine that the world that's meeting and grouping in darkness will see our light and come and ask, what must I do to be saved? And once they come in record numbers, let us, your children, take the time to stop, teach and preach the word of God to every soul we come in contact with. We're also asking you, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to keep our hands and our arms locked together, to stamp out the wiles of the devil, for Satan is meeting us on every corner, seeking whom he can desire. We know he would love to sift us as wheat, but thank God we, your children, are strong enough and steadfast enough that we won't turn aside to him. So help us to continue to go, dear Father, and not fall in love with this present world. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go as your children, that you will help us seek ways to continue to spread the word of God. We're doing a colossal job with our radio program. Help us to continue. We've put other congregations to shame that are twice as big as us, and yet they can't find a way to help. So let us to continue to stand firm on the word of God and keep the utmost thoughts in our mind of what we should and ought to do to further the cause of Christ. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go and teach and preach your word, that we, your children, will find ways to humble ourselves. We know that we're going to run into the Satan on every corner, but let us be willing to shake a fist of rebellion in his face and let him know we belong to the most holy and high God. And let us keep the faith. We're also praying to Father, as we keep the faith, that we, your children, will go and visit other souls that have fallen down by the wayside. Those souls who don't believe that they've got a cause or a purpose in this world. Help us to teach and preach the word of God to them so they can gain a repentant spirit, reenact the cause of Christ in their lives, and come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We know, dear Father, that our preacher brothers stand and declare boldly the word of God. They're continually called to make their calling and election sure, and they try to make full proof of their ministry. Help us to continue to come out and support them in record numbers. Help us to know that when we come and support them, we meet Jesus Christ right here. So help us, dear Father, to continue to humble ourselves, be faithful children to the cause of Christ, and give a good account of our stewardship while here on earth we live. We're also asking you, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to pick up those that have fallen down, to continue to run into the battle against Satan. Don't leave any of us behind. We're also asking you, dear Father, that as we go as your children, continue to put your stamp and your mark on us so when the world sees us, they'll know who we stand for. And we're also praying to you, dear Father, that as we come in contact with those that are meeting and grouping in darkness, help us to speak so boldly that they will come and sit down at the table of brotherhood and be willing to do what thus says the Lord. And once we've done all of these things, dear Father, look down upon us and put your seal of approval on us and let the world know that we belong to you. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Number 445 will be the song before the Lord's Supper. Number 445. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. We have the words on this table that says, this do in remembrance of me. Number 445. Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the riverside which flows lead us in the double cure. Labor of my hands can fulfill.
This is a time that we've set aside for the partaking of the Lord.